Hey folks, Jesse here, producer for Go Mad. Whether it's a new movie, series, or news story, Christian media seems to be more relevant and more frequent than in past years. What do we do with this? Most of us are prone to one of two extremes, either an eye-rolling skepticism of all Christian media, or a blind acceptance of anything with the name of Jesus slapped on it. Doug and Brad offer a way forward, especially as it relates to our ambassadorship. How can we use the good, the bad, and the ugly of Christian media as a tool, not as a weapon or a target? That's today's show. Also, Doug volunteers Brad to send our listeners baking mittens, but don't buy it. It's not actually a thing. Okay, let's go mad.
Welcome to Go Mad with Doug and Brad, and we got Jesse here with us. What's up, Jesse?
What's up?
Jesse with this weird hen that's next
it's a rooster.
To
his
it's a little hard to describe that out of context.
I didn't grow up on a farm.
People right now are picturing him.
You're
just
supposed
holding
to give word
there's
pictures
a rooster
on
statue
podcasts.
In the studio.
There is.
That's
and an armadillo.
And that's the podcast.
So before we dive in today, we just want to encourage you. We love to hear from you. So if you have got nice things to say, write down the email. If not, don't write it down. But it is gomadshow@hutchcraft.com. If you've got things you like hearing, you want to hear a little more of, we would love to hear from you. And we haven't mentioned this for a little bit, but did you know if you go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, if you can check it out there, that if you do a written review there, it helps more people even find this. And we've had more and more listeners to this, which has been really encouraging.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're letting people know, we actually, on our last podcast, had broke a record for most downloads and listeners. Not for the world, but for us.
For the world.
And that's still good. And plus, if you will leave a review, Brad will send you a personalized set of baking mittens.
I will. I don't even know what those are, but I
will. Oven mittens?
I will.
Hens? Roosters?
We do lots in the kitchen. All right. But today, Doug, we're going to be talking about really what has been going on. It's a hot topic of conversation all over the place, and that's what we're seeing in the media, not just movies, not just TV, but streaming and everything, and that is really a Jesus revolution in the media, not talking about specifically the movie. We'll talk a little bit about that today, but we're going to dive into that today.
There's something big going on. If part of being God's ambassador, Jesus' ambassador, looking around, seeing what he's doing in the world, in the culture, and seeing if there's a way to start conversations to glorify him, and use those things with the friends that we love, the family members, the people in our sphere of influence to attract them, hopefully, to Jesus. And man, we're not just talking about that these movies and streaming TV shows, social media, huge things. They're not just big in the Christian world. They are getting on the cover of newspapers and magazines, and they're the lead stories on CNN. Something big is happening where Jesus is making it into the public square in a way, especially through media, in a way that I don't know if I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and now what we're not going to talk about today is a review of each of these things. We're not going to give our, thumbs up, thumbs down, four stars, whatever it is. We want to talk about how these things are out there. We'll touch on what a couple of these are.
Yeah.
But beyond that, how are we, as Doug was just saying, Jesus ambassadors, and how should we be viewing these things?
So we've got Jesus Revolution. Supposed to make $7 million at the box office opening weekend. It doubles that. It's made close to $40 million right now. Something called Jesus Revolution.
It's right there in the title. Jesus is in the title and still making tons of money.
The Chosen is breaking streaming and even box office records, and especially for things that are relatively small budgets. He gets us. He really does.
He really
referencing Jesus here. He does. But 200 million people, or however many people watched the Super Bowl, saw that. We're going to get into this a little bit. Yeah. Maybe you say, "Oh, I love that. I didn't love that." That's not really the point. We're going to get to that a little bit later. But and then in social media, and all over the place. The something so big was happening in Asbury with the revival that it couldn't be ignored. It was just all over the place.
We did a podcast about
we
that.
Did. We did. Christian media, though, has come a long way. Now, let's,
oh, it really has.
Let's be fair. I've talked to more than a few people who over the years have said, man, you know, I wish Christian movies, they come out and they're maybe just a little too on the nose, or the production values aren't there, or maybe the acting isn't awesome. But there really has been a huge upgrade in Christian media in the last few years. I don't, and especially since I was a kid. You guys remember this movie, Thief in the Night?
Ah! Oh, sorry. I just, it was.
If you're listening to the podcast and you were like at a church as a kid, or and some youth group somewhere probably showed it to you. This is a movie where it's like everything's going great. There's a bunch of hippies sharing flowers and everything. And next thing you know, the Antichrist appears and there's like.
Yeah. It was basically Christians Left Behind before Left Behind.
My parents didn't make a ton of mistakes. Me growing up, this was one. This was one. You heard me, Dad. Mom knew. They brought us to this movie at our church.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they were looking for something with impact, it worked.
I still remember where I was sitting in our church.
I wow.
When it was
no, there are guillotines. Was, there are Christians being
well,
killed
no,
by
I
guillotines.
Still remember that there, and I'm not going to get into what all this meant, but all I know is there was a scene with a red balloon and this child, and all of a sudden you see this red balloon floating by a window. It left me scarred for, well, till now, evidently.
Till now.
I don't. Yep.
I'm going to tell you this. If you think a guillotine can't get more terrifying, here's one way it can. When the people operating are in bell bottoms. that's extra terrifying.
Y'all didn't grow up on Salty, though.
I know who he is.
Vinyl. Got it on Vinyl.
Me. You
what?
Do?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Are we
is Salty, Salty the songbook?
Okay, you got me beat. I thought I was going to one-up y'all, but nope.
Music Machine? Do you know Music Machine? Because that was an, I got
we
that
may
on Vinyl.
Be getting off track.
Oh, but I will say, I do have track. To say, IMDb. I looked up Thief in the Night because this came up in our conversation.
Okay. Oh, what'd you find
and
out?
And you should, all I'm going
to
say is
you
if you see
out.
How many times Nightmares is in the review, it's seriously, that's the lead thing.
I
is,
shouldn't laugh.
I know, but anyway.
At one point, I wanted to meet the guy who made it, and then I was like, I don't know if I want to meet the guy.
I'm sure they meant well.
I'm sure they
I
did.
I really do.
I'm sure that's actually made a difference.
Christian media has come
exactly.
a long
there,
way.
There was even an article, a big article was being shared all over the place by Rean Wilson, the guy from The Office. And even from his perspective, it was, there's an HBO show, and they were showing the Christians as actually enemies in there. But the point is just, and he was like, oh, what a surprise. But the point is just, whether it's from a negative, a positive perspective, Jesus is all over the place. We're in a time of perhaps unparalleled success of Christian media projects and initiatives. So what? So from the perspective of being an ambassador, what do we do with the Chosens, the Jesus Revolutions, the social media reports of Asbury Revivals, the He Gets Uses, and the like, as Jesus reps, how do we respond? How
yeah,
should
exactly.
we? Does it matter? Because the reality is we live in a country that is being exposed to Jesus, at the very least the idea of Jesus, in ways that are penetrating past the walls of the church and into the public, into the town square. So one way to respond would be, oh, that's so great. People are seeing more religious things.
Yes.
They're hearing about God more and go back to your Cheetos and your Netflix. Or, but I think Jesus representatives, ambassadors are saying, along with Jesus himself, look, the fields are ripe for harvest. Mm. Get out into the spiritual rescue fields because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. What an incredible time to be starting conversations about Jesus, to invite lost friends and family to interact with these amazing things happening in media. But Brad, Jesse, it won't just happen. Lots of people will think, oh, that stuff is for religious people, not me. But if God's people look at these big media projects focused on Jesus as big, unique opportunities to bring Jesus into the conversation, the everyday conversations. Well, now they're becoming more than box office successes for the choir. They're becoming kind of spiritual starting guns for eternity-changing conversations.
Yeah, and I think the reality is what we want to touch on here is certainly to we want to get to quickly how you can use these as a Jesus ambassador. But the reality is we also want to spend a minute here talking about, okay, so there are people listening right now like, well, but I don't know about this. And what about this in this particular movie? Now, here's the reality. We all are consumers out there. We consume media all the time, and we have this standard, and we have our views and everything else. So we want to make clear that it is important to be discerning in these things. We're not saying, hey, if it has a Christian title on it, invite your friends automatically.
Oh, yeah.
What we are saying, though, is you probably should check it out to see if you can invite your friends to use it as building a bridge, because a lot of times we as followers of Christ, as ambassadors, are too dismissive too quickly. We talked about this with Asbury on that podcast, where a lot of times you go to the skeptical side. Now, I mean you, Doug. I said you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I get that.
It's really, for all of us. It's the, is this legit? Is this real? Is this saying the right things? And that's important to have a discerning spirit, but not a critical spirit.
Yeah, Paul said to the Bereans, you know, make sure you check everything out. Whether even if it's coming from Paul, from me, check it out. Make sure it lines up with Scripture. So that's one end of the spectrum. But on the and so we have to do that.
Wait, like, I have a verse here. I like this. This is as far as checking it out. Philippians 1, 9, and 10. See if you can spot the things I get wrong here. And this is my prayer.
But there's going to be so many.
That your criticism may abound more and more. Wait, no.
Hold on.
Your
Wait,
love
I found it.
May abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that your friends, your news network, and your blogger may be able to discern what is an pure and blameless. Wait, no.
Wait.
It's so that you may be able to discern what is excellent and maybe pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So we are supposed to be discerning, but that means that we have to be in God's word. We need to be before him, not just listening to the other voices around us giving their opinion.
I would just say before, and I'm telling you, I do this myself. I'm a big consumer of Christian media, of media in general. And yeah, the first thing can come to your mind, whatever you're watching, some of these really big things, you can go, well, you know what? I wouldn't have done it that way. You know, that was a mistake. I wish I could. And kind of become an armchair theologian and go, well, I certainly wouldn't have done it that way. Well, when you feel that way about everything, well, you're starting to become hypercritical. Again, the balance of, okay, this is something that I'm potentially going to reference or invite a friend to see. I need to make sure I know what it's saying. So yes, like Brad said, make sure you consume the content first and see what it is you're inviting them to. But I would say unless there's something really, I mean, if there's something that breaks a conviction of yours in what you're watching, okay, then maybe don't use that. But if it's just something that's a preference and you have to be discerning here, you can still use these things as great conversation starters. I mean, even with my own kids, we watch The Chosen. They ask me questions about Jesus and the Bible that they never have before. I saw one of my friends on Facebook. She had just watched Jesus Revolution, and she said something really interesting. She said, well, I really love this movie, and that's most of what I've seen on my social media when a Christian has seen it. But she went a step further. She said, I was in those days. I'd heard everything about Jesus at church. Nothing worked. I tried every drug. I tried all these romances. Nothing worked. And then on a beach somewhere, I heard Jesus presented in a way I had never heard before. I took a chance. I gave my life to him, and my life has never been the same. And that can be that way for you, too. That is brilliant. That is taking something that a lot of people go, yeah, wait, Jesus, I saw that. That's something big in the movie theater right now. Have that conversation on Facebook. Have that conversation at work. Have that conversation when, better yet, bring someone out with you to one of these things and not just invite them, but bring someone out and go have some coffee with them afterwards. These are amazing conversation starters. Don't lose this moment that is, I think, a historic one, and hopefully there's a lot more of it down the road.
You know, most books, movies, shows, music, they either have an element of truth or an element of a lie, both of which can be starting points for conversations with people. Even if it's something, say, in a Christian movie that comes out that you go, that really missed it. Even that can be a conversation starter. Wow. Why not?
Wow.
No, I agree. And here's a story time. This is what hits me as far as the media that's coming out nowadays, because there's one Christian entertainment thing, I'm going to keep it really general, that I really enjoy, and it is really well done. And when I used to kind of check out comments about it online, and you would see a lot of people saying, man, I've never seen things this way before. I'm reading my Bible again, all these things. And then you have people saying, did you think about this? Why did you do that? I can't believe you did this and this. And it's just like, man, there are people drawing close to Jesus. So the story that comes to mind is this guy, Sean, who was a star in the Mighty Ducks movies, and he went through some really hard times. It's out there all over the place as far as meth addiction and really just a downward spiral.
Homelessness. It was awful.
And you could see it little, just physically on him. So he all of a sudden gets a part in Jesus Revolution. Small part, but he's the veteran in the wheelchair that comes
after
into church.
After he had gotten his drug addiction under control, and someone from the movie heard about it and asked him to be in the movie.
Yeah, so they ask him to be in the movie, and then while he's there, he gets close to something that represents Jesus, that's talking about Jesus. And he has even more life change, and he winds up choosing to get baptized, wanting to be baptized as part of one of the scenes there, and you can see him getting baptized.
It wasn't in the script.
And he then gets to talk with Greg Laurie afterwards. And so here's what I see in that. It's not about this Hollywood celebrity who is down and out and everything. It's about the fact that when someone who is broken and hurting gets close to Jesus, closer to Jesus, and hears more about him, the difference it can make, and there were people there to talk him through some of this experience. So if you view Christian media that way, that, man, I'm going to take them to this movie, like you said, Doug, taking the time investment to go with them, even if you've already seen it, to go with them and do coffee or dinner afterwards to discuss it a little bit, because the reality is they're going to get a glimpse of something there maybe they haven't seen. It may soften their hearts, and all of a sudden they have someone there with them to say, hey, wait, don't get all, you know, Christianese on them, but just say, hey, what'd you think about that? What were you thinking? What were you feeling in all of that?
I'll bet something big will happen. You try this. I promise you, if you're listening, you try this and see what happens. Ask God. Pray. Ask God to put someone in your heart. And if this comes up, or maybe have it come up, because you don't have to say, hey, have you seen that Jesus Revolution movie? I sure wish you would go see it. Maybe you saw a relationship portrayed in there. A broken relationship, and it reminds you of something that happened in your own life. You can use that as a door opener.
Tied to your hope story. Oh, my goodness, that's good.
You know who was always doing this, pointing to things in the culture? He was almost desperate sometimes, it seems. He's just looking around him going, what's something I can point to that people understand so I can make it a bridge, a conversation starter about Jesus? And this is the Apostle Paul. Whether he's looking at Greek gods, Roman gods, or quoting celebrities of the day, you can find it in the book of Acts, the book of Titus. He is going, look, you know how you worship these gods, or you know how you listen to this comedian or whatever? Well, they say this, or they're about this. But you know what Jesus says? He's always looking for opportunities. And to me, it kind of boils down to this. Our dad, Ron, has this amazing prayer that he talks about as far as if you're going to be a rescuer, how to pray for a lost friend or lost loved one. It's called the three open prayer. It's just as simple as this. Lord, open a door. Lord, open their heart. Then, Lord, open my mouth.
That might be the toughest one.
That's the toughest one, but I'll tell you, a biggie is that Lord opened a door. Guys, there are doors being opened in big ways through these media successes. There are so many, including non-believers, saying after watching The Chosen, I'm seeing Jesus in ways I've never thought of him before. Man, that's a person who needs a Jesus ambassador to come alongside and continue that conversation that has been started so expertly from The Chosen or Jesus Revolution or Who Gets Us or social media reports about Asbury or whatever it is. So,
look, here's the reality. Whatever the case is, whatever your views are on something, have social media be your last resort, not your first stop. Because when all of a sudden you say, man, I disagree with this a little bit, or I really don't like how they portrayed such and such, and you just go on blast. Here's something we see in the Word of God. First of all, I just saw Galatians 2:11. I was just reading through Galatians this morning. Paul confronted Peter, and it's face-to-face, and it's about a legit issue. Hmm. So there are legitimate issues out there, but first of all, and I know you can't get to everyone that might be involved with these shows, but try to reach out and express that to them in a biblical, Christ-honoring way. Now, I will say this, though. There are instances where something may be claiming to be Christian media, claiming to be representing Jesus, and it is clearly not on all fronts. It is clearly something where it is, man, this is dangerous. This isn't just that there's something I have an issue with, but it's dangerous. If you say, man, I just want to make sure I warn my friends or family about that, then go about that the right way, but just don't be seen as that person that social media is your first stop to criticize, because again, some of these things are having an impact on people, and you could use it as a conversation starter.
Yeah, there's kind of two extremes, I think, when something big is happening in the world of Christian media. Blind acceptance is, I'm so glad something religious is happening, yay. Or suspicious, as I've called them before, armchair theologians pointing out why this can't possibly be of God. Both extremes are dangerous. There was a book that came out a few years ago that lots of people were like, oh, what a wonderful representation of God. And I was like, I read it, or a lot of parts of it, and I was like, oh my goodness, this really isn't.
There were clearly things in it
that really weren't. And so I said something about it, but that should probably be rare, because here's the thing. When we start saying things aren't of God, okay, we better be really sure, especially when you're saying that publicly, because God gets really serious in Scripture about calling things that are of the Holy Spirit, saying that they aren't, saying that they're of the enemy. So
wisdom and discernment.
So maybe put down the guns we pointed at each other. I love the friendly fire analogy, Brad. And reach out instead to the world around us. You don't have to say this is the best thing I've ever seen theologically, but it's about starting a conversation. We can't expect whatever media to communicate everything that always needs to be said. So we need to be ready to follow up and cross the bridge that was built, the heart that was more open. And so I can kind of hear the objections. Well, what if they haven't seen it? Well, odds are they've at least heard about it. So maybe share with them on a personal level why you'd love for them to see it. Maybe positively affected a broken relationship you've had. Maybe it's reminded you of how Jesus healed you physically or emotionally or spiritually. Share that with them. Invite them to watch. Go to coffee. The best thing ever, invite them to go watch it with you and talk with them about it. Brad, let's share a little. We love sharing some practical advice. Let's share some practical advice about Jesus being in the town square, all these amazing media things happening. Here's a little advice about how we, let's drill this down a little bit, of how we can, as Jesus ambassadors, share this and use it in the most powerful ways possible to impact people's eternities.
You've heard this kind of peppered throughout the conversation here. We're just going to boil this down real quick in our closing minutes here.
So I would say, before you comment, it's so tempting to jump on the bandwagon and be like, yeah, this, or it's great, or it's not. Before you comment, watch it. Listen to it. Read it, unless you have a conviction about it. But try to consume it first.
I would say number two, if you're going to encourage a lost friend, as we've been saying, to check out one of these, give them a reason to go that they will appreciate. Yeah. Something that connects with them, a Part of your hope story that connects with family drama, a great acting, an actor they might know from there, something that is a connect point for them. And I would say, I'm just going to throw in a word of caution. If the reason you are wanting them to go is because it represents a political viewpoint of yours.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That is not a reason to invite them to go.
This was my point three here. Make sure if you recommend something, you know what it is your lost friend will be, quote, hearing.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
There was a movie. I'm gonna say the name of the movie. It did a lot of good things. But there was a movie out there that came out called God's Not Dead. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to tell you, some friends of mine from high school, what they thought about it. They're not believers. And they watched it and they're like, oh, I see. Everyone who isn't a Christian is evil.
Mm.
Now, it's interesting that I'm not saying that's what that movie was communicating, but I am saying be careful. Know what it is that's going to be communicated through these movies, this social media to your friends before you bring it into the conversation.
And number four, making a recommendation is great. Taking the time to go with them is even stronger when you can get coffee afterwards, get a conversation going, and really start building a bridge in a very practical way.
That leads me into kind of the last one I've got here. As awesome as it is to use media as a way to communicate Jesus, don't ever let it be a substitute for the real thing. Don't just leave it up to the movies, the TV, even your pastor, even an evangelist you love. Don't leave it up to them. It's up to you. You're the one in their world. You're the one they listen to. You're the one they trust. So yes, use these things, but don't let it be a substitute for the real thing. Because at some point, remember that three open prayer? That part, open your mouth, at some point that's going to have to come into play here. There's no substitute for it being you.
It's one of the biggest things I've heard from people on whatever, you know, issue that they're facing or issue they might have with something is, man, the message wasn't clear. So fix it.
Yeah,
don't use it as a starting point and you finish the conversation.
Yeah, this is an encouragement to me because I probably have a tendency to be skeptical. And I think about Paul in prison celebrating the fact that the gospel is being preached even with wrong motives. Wow. So I could sit back and be like, well, those movie companies, it's all about the money. Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe it's not. But I'm encouraged and kind of reproved to say, is the gospel being preached? Is good news being portrayed? Is Jesus being shown to people? If so, I want to celebrate that.
That's good.
Wow. That's good. A, be discerning, yes, but try to look at all these amazing things. And I will say this, that I actually know on some level some of the people behind some of these bigger things. Mm. And I'll tell you, there are some amazing hearts out there that really pray through this stuff, that are really concerned that they're not nailing it. They're like, oh, man, I hope we got that right. We're communicating holy things. Give the benefit of the doubt if there's something that you don't love that was portrayed. Don't use something if you've got a personal conviction about it.
Yeah.
But these are amazing conversation starters, and ambassadors need great conversation starters.
We hope this time has given you a chance to maybe consider some new glasses to put on, to see things maybe a little different way, depending where you're at in all of this. And we just thank you for being part of the conversation with us around the table today. So from us here at Go Mad, to all of you, until next time, Go Mad!